Day, isn't it? Good morning, Kaysen. You know, there's little more that can change a life than the announcement of a child. This isn't one of those announcements. Just saying. But we have been blessed over the last few weeks to hear a few of those announcements, to hear some of that life change that's going on around our church family. Some people that are having kids, some people are expecting their first, some people are expecting their fourth, their fifth, going sixth, going seventh, going eighth. Taking bids here. Let's go now. No, but we've gotten to hear a bunch of things going on. And we've gotten to celebrate that, and we've gotten to enjoy those times together. And this week, we got to catch up with a couple just to see how that's changed their life and changed how their everyday is just transformed by the celebration of a child. So we got a video to show you about that.
It's an adventure. Definitely an adventure.
Responsibility is a big one.
Yes.
Not only are you responsible for keeping them alive, and
financially, the
happy, healthy, strong kids, but we're also responsible for raising them in Christ. It's a whole different aspect of learning about your personal self more than you learn about kids. It's harder for us to leave the house anymore.
I would say just, I've become more selfless because, I have to take care of the children. So, sometimes I feel like that's all I do is,
our life is filled with so much joy.
Thing.
No.
Yeah.
These three, watching them grow and learn and yeah.
Well, when we found out we were having Kaysen, I was really shocked. So we were just really excited and scared. I think I cried and laughed at the same time.
I was super excited. I was like, super. Yeah, I was pretty excited. I definitely felt for her though.
A child can change a lot. Starting a family means so much. And there's so much excitement around that. The times when you know everything that's going on and when you're able to have that time to get excited, to maybe prep the baby room, to paint the walls, to buy the crib, to get all that ready. But there's also some unexpected times. And we've talked a lot about, in the last few weeks, the way that God has changed people in Scripture. The way that He's absolutely transformed their lives. And in some of those instances, the changes that God made in their lives were ones that would be for a certain purpose, for a time. And they would have to really focus in on being courageous for a certain time, of really following God for a certain time. And during the battles, during the chaos that was going on, and then afterwards, they were just able to look back on that. Other ones we've seen that they focused in on this time, and God really changed them, but because of their choices later on, that didn't last. In times like Gideon's life, where after he had been courageous, after he had found that courage in God, afterwards he fell back into life and things didn't go quite as planned. But this week we're talking about a change that happened that would absolutely transform for the rest of their lives. A change that would happen that would bring a child into their lives, and that child would transform how they saw everything, and that child would even transform how we see everything. God changed their lives and their stories in a very unique way. Mary and Joseph were a couple much like any other couple in the first century. And really, they're probably a lot like many young couples today. They had dreams. They had dreams of getting married, of starting a family. They had worries. Worries about how they were going to make a living, what furniture they would want, how they were going to, what their future was going to hold, how they were going to make a living. All of these things were in their minds. But something unexpected came. Something wonderful came. An announcement came that would change their lives. So welcome today to Christmas in October. I heard we had a couple of snowflakes the other day. So let's open once again to a familiar old story. One read often with carols playing and a tree with ornaments carefully hung. But in this time where we read through the story of the announcement of Jesus' birth, let's remember also the months before that first Christmas night. The worry, the confusion, the embarrassment, and yet the blessing that would all be a part of the change that came. We see in Luke chapter 1, stories of a son foretold. One who would pave the way for another who would pave the way to the Father. In Luke chapter 1, starting with verse 26, it says, "In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, 'Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you.' Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end.' 'How will this be?' Mary asked the angel, 'since I am a virgin.' The angel answered, 'The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and he who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail.' 'I am the Lord's servant,' Mary answered. 'May your word be fulfilled in me.' And then the angel left her." What change would come that starlit night as the Savior of the world was born? What wonder, what excitement was there held in the announcement of a new baby boy? But also, what confusion would this bring to Mary? We see Mary going through her mind the things that are happening, and God has to tell her time and time again, "Do not be afraid, do not worry." Because she looks around her and she sees her circumstance surrounding her, and she doesn't know how this could be. with all of the questions that must have run through her mind about how life would change, how her reputation would have been tainted as a single mother, with how she would take care of her baby. Notice the only part that she asked about was the physical. She looks to God and she says, "How can this be since I'm a virgin?" And the angel, I don't know if he chuckled, I don't know if he kind of just gave her some comfort, but he said, "God will take care of it." He explains how God's going to work, how God's going to work. God takes care of the how, but that still leaves Mary with the change. It would be a change from the way that others would see her, the way that others would look at her. At this time, she was still a fiancé. Others would see this and look down. Others would see this and the perception would be unfaithfulness, unrighteousness, unholiness. All the labels that would be put on her. And even for her fiancé, for her husband-to-be, for Joseph, when she spoke, "May your words be fulfilled," she accepted that perceived shame and even the change in the way her fiancé may see her. But we get to see from Matthew's account Joseph's answer. In Matthew chapter 1, if you flip over just a few pages, we see another account of this announcement. It says, this is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. And you know, from the beginning, we see here, through the change that God was about to bring, he brought the right couple into it. He chose the right family, it seems. We're told that Mary is someone, when the angel comes down, he says, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." See Mary as this highly favored gal that God has chosen. And we see Joseph as described as someone who is faithful to the law, yet full of love. And that's a unique quality for Joseph here. You see, Deuteronomy 22:22 is the verse that years later the Pharisees would use to try to trap Jesus. They brought in a woman caught in adultery. One that was perceived for Mary. A woman maybe with the physical evidence of adultery or caught strictly in the act. And they brought her before Jesus. And they said, "According to the law, this woman should be stoned. She should be killed." I'm sure Joseph knew that. I'm sure he knew that verse. I'm sure he knew that law. And the things that were probably going through his mind at the time when Mary said that she was pregnant. Had to be a dagger to his heart. But full of love, He decided not to expose her to shame, not to take her out to the courts and tell everybody to grab their stones, but he was going to just divorce her quietly. He was going to try to give her as much as he could. And we see God step in once again. It's amazing what happens when God steps in, isn't it? The story goes on. The real truth is exposed. It says, but after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. He said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. The change that God was bringing when he brought Jesus Christ into the world had a purpose. The angel from the beginning said, and you will call him Jesus, for through him the Lord will save his people from their sins. Jesus, the name that means God saves. Such a beautiful name. God had a purpose for the change that he was making in their lives. There was a reason for the shame. There was a reason for the awkward conversations. There was a reason for their journey that they would go on. There was a reason that Mary and Joseph had to go through all of this. For each of the changes that we've looked at over the past few weeks, there have been reasons why God has made changes in the lives of those he intervened in. We've seen the results. We've seen the harvest of the change that would happen. But for Mary and Joseph, it would take months to see the baby even being born. And it would take over 33 years to see the reason for that change. The reason he came. The answer to Joseph's worry. The glory for Mary's obedience. They would finally see Jesus, the Lord saves. And in Jesus, we can see the reason for change. It's because God saves through Jesus. By what he did on the cross and what he brought that night, the angel Gabriel came to Nazareth. You see, Matthew's account continues on. It says, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. Catch this. And they will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel, which means God with us. God created that change to bring God with us. It was a transformation that would happen. It happened to begin the process of reconciliation. It happened to bring back the relationship that was broken starting in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. What would happen in this change is that God would go from being seen as a far-off deity, living in a temple, being dragged around by a tabernacle, to truly being God with us. God coming into this world. God being in relationship with the people that he created. He would transform, he would change the way that lives were lived. The relationship with him would be transformed. God living with man, God walking the paths that we walked, God seeing the things that we see. The change would result in Jesus, fully God and fully human. It was an amazing sacrifice that Jesus made just to come down and be with us. And what I want to bring you today is maybe, just maybe, the changes that God makes in each of us, the changes that we've been challenged to see through the stories that we've seen in Scripture, the way that God changes us like He changed Moses, like He changed Gideon, like He changed Ehud, like He changed Esther, all the changes that have happened, the way that God changes us, maybe He has the same purpose. To bring God with us. The changes He gives, the comfort He disrupts. For Mary and Joseph, it meant a baby being born who would be God with us. For you and I, the change that God makes inside of us may be the only Jesus that our neighbors will ever see, that our coworkers will ever see, that our friends will ever see. And so maybe God is making the change in us so that He can enter into someone's life. That makes our mission, that makes our change, whatever suffering it might bring, whatever discomfort it might bring, whatever awkwardness it might bring, that means that we can have so much joy, so much excitement, so much energy in the mission and the change that God gives us, because we are bringing God into the lives of people. Will you accept the change? When Joseph woke up, he did as the Lord commanded. He took Mary home to be his wife, but they did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son. And he gave them the name Jesus. From the manger to the cross and beyond, this change brought God with us. It took an ashamed fiance and allowed her to sing, "My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name." Can you praise Him during the change? Will you accept that change today? To be God's. To be His people. To be God's chosen people. His elect, set apart for a purpose. To bring God with us. I believe God's doing some great things, making some great changes in the hearts of people. All that He asks is for us today to trust and obey. And He can bring Jesus into the lives of people. Will you pray with me today? Lord, we pray today that You will make us Yours. God, we pray that whatever the change may be, whatever may come, we accept that. We embrace that. We celebrate that. so that God, you can enter into our lives and the lives of those that we meet. God, thank you for the change. God, give us the courage, not only for a time, not only for a season, not only for a battle, but for our lives to be changed by you, to be transformed into being more like you, to grow in your holiness, to grow in your love for others. God, we thank you for who you are, for coming into this world, for giving us a reason to celebrate and a reason to sing. God, we pray that we today will trust and obey. It's in your Son's precious and holy name that we pray. All God's people said, amen. Will you please stand as we sing our invitation song?